USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service unveils some of the most highly anticipated reports of the year to farmers and ranchers this Friday. One of the reports is the annual prospective plantings report, USDA's first look at how many acres U.S. ag producers plan to plant to several major row crops, including corn, soybeans, and cotton. Steve Wyatt is director of the NASS Statistics Division.
It is the first report of potential supplies, what acreage we're going to have out there for the 2006 crop year, which can be translated into what would be our potential supply. And there are a lot of people anxiously awaiting that. There's a lot of interest to see, well, how has the increase in fuel cost and fertilizer cost and other input costs affected the different mix of acreages that farmers are going to plant.
So just how does NASS determine the planting intentions of ag producers? Wyatt says by asking ag producers themselves, a lot of them.
We mail out, 88,000 questionnaires, and we get some of the questionnaires back in by mail. We telephone some of the respondents that we don't hear from. We do a few personal interviews from the very large operators that we feel that are very important to this survey that we feel we have to have. And also we've made available to those producers that want to respond via the Internet. We've got a tool that we use out on the Internet so that a farmer wants to get online and report, they can do that.
Another report out Friday plays a key role in determining old crop grain supplies. It's the quarterly grain stocks report. And Wyatt says the survey efforts of NASS also make that report happen.
On the 31st, when we publish the prospective plantings of what the farmers intend to plant, we also put out our grain stocks report, and that's the amount of grains that are stored on farms. And then additionally to that, we do survey the elevators to find out and other places that store grain off the farm. So we'll have our total grain stocks report.
NASS releases the annual prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Reporting for the National Agricultural Statistics Service, I'm Peter Shin.